Jonah chapter 1, verse 3. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the further off, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Boys and girls, I want to speak to you this morning about a little expression that is found in this verse. You all know about Jonah the prophet, who ran away from God. Well, here it says, he found a ship going to Tarshish. He's down at the harbour of Israel, looking at the vessels that are going to travel across the Mediterranean. He wants to go far away from the land. He finds a ship that is going in the direction that he wants to go to, going to Tarshish. And so it says he paid the further off. I want you to think about that. He paid the further off. What does that mean? Well, it means he paid the price of the boat trip. There was a cost. A cost to get to Tarshish across the Mediterranean. Just like whenever you get a bus, you have to pay the cost to get the bus to bring you to your destination. Or maybe you're going to fly with your mommy and daddy, and there's a fare to be paid because planes aren't free. To go, you have to pay the price. And so you get the plane ticket, you pay the price, you can board the plane, and then you can go to your destination. So that's what Jonah is doing. He's boarding the ship. He's paid the price, and he boards the ship, and he goes on his journey. But you know, there's something even more deeper than the meaning than that. It says at the end of the verse, he's going with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He's leaving God's presence. In Israel, the word of God came to him and said, you have to go to Nineveh and preach the word. And he didn't like that word. He didn't want to obey that word. He didn't want to hear God's word. So what does he do? He wants to get out of the land of Israel. He thinks if he leaves the land of Israel, he'll leave God's presence. He'll leave the annoyance of the word. He'll not be annoyed anymore about God's commandments. Off he goes, and he'll be forgetting all about it. But you know something, boys and girls? Whenever you leave God, and whenever you go away from God to a far place to get out of God's presence, out of God's way, you pay the price. There's a price to be paid for that too. There's a price to be paid for that journey. If you're going to leave God behind and wander away from him, there's a price to be paid for that journey. And boys and girls, be sure your sin will find you out. And what you sow, you reap. And if you leave God, you'll pay the price. Now, the price that he paid wasn't money. He paid that for the boat. But to leave God, he paid the price in a different way. The storm came into his life. Troubles came into his life. He had a disturbed conscience in his life. He was restless. He couldn't pray. That was in his life. There was a price to pay for getting away from God. And the storm was so great, even the people saw he was the one in fault, and he was not walking with God. And finally, they had to throw him into the sea. He goes into the sea. That's a price to be paid. You go into the deep. That's a price to be paid. When you get away from God, not only did he go into the deep, there's a great fish came, a great whale came and swallowed them all up. And he went in down into the fish's belly. That's a price to be paid. He's alone in the darkness and he's filled with fears. That's the price to be paid. So boys and girls, don't think that if you go away from God, it's going to be cheap. It's not going to be cheap. You'll pay the price. And people have found that who've backslidden and got away from the Lord. There was a price to pay. He paid the further off. But there's another way I'd like to look at it, boys and girls, about the Lord Jesus. Because he paid the price too, didn't he? He came into the world. He came into the world. He made the journey of salvation to save his people. He made the long trip and the long journey in his body that he received in the incarnation. And he went to the cross and he paid the price of our salvation. He paid the price in the shedding of his blood and in the giving of his life. So don't you forget about that, children, about what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for you so that you can get to heaven. He's paid the price so you can get onto the boat of salvation and get to heaven. The Lord Jesus has done that and there's nobody else. So let's pray now. Our Father, we thank thee again for these children. We thank thee for their attentiveness to the word. May they have understanding early. May they know the Lord. May the Lord reveal himself to them. And Lord, keep them every one. And let none of them perish in their sins. But let them all come to know thee and to know thy Son. And to have the work of thy Holy Spirit in their hearts. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.